cut the form, there's no comments from retail chaps. So the person playing with me, he's got a fridge, where it's dry, and he puts it into his boiling hot soup, okay, originally, which is not on the fire anymore, and that's mutter. Bein bishlach abishl b'dom yorish. B'dom lach, we said, by a liquid that's cooled down, if it's cold, you may not reheat it. Someone's got cold soup in his fridge, and he wants to add it to his pot of boiling hot soup, he may not do that, chaps. But he said that if the liquid is still hot from its original heat, it's gone down quite a bit, less than a third, but it's still warm enough to be served to other people, then even by Dabba Lach, we hold Ein Bishlach HaMishl, that's what we said. So yesterday we spoke about a very interesting point, and we said the Chayre could be problematic. I don't want to make it complicated. You're right, it's problems with Chazorah. So you talk about a Keni Rishon, which is not on the final, we're going to have a problem with Chazorah at all. Then we spoke about, also very interesting yesterday, is the Chayre, someone serves soup from a soup pot, he gives out soup to the family, and he puts the ladle down at the side, and then after everyone's finished their first serving, they want to have some more. So we said yesterday the chur is problematic, because what could be that ladle has got bits of liquid still inside, that soup has probably cooled down, to put it back now it's your keni rishon is a problem. Yeah, because you're reheating that liquid again. That is a problem, one should not do that. So we said yesterday that the possible say what one should do is, one should shake off the droplets, and that one can be serving. That's true for Ramosha actually. Ramosha speaking about this, and Ramosha says, "Here, some shayla was able to allow his mind to carry vision to carry Shemoshah with tipping mind to dispatch with somebody." Similar shayla is, can you pour water onto a carry vision? He's talking about, let's say, a cup of tea. Someone had a cup of. Let's talk about a cup of water. Someone had a cup of water. And he had his drink, and now he wants to have a refill. He wants to go to the urn and put the water tap on again and get some more water. So in his cup, there's still bits of water there. So he says, if it's droplets, just look at droplets, then Ramosha wants to say that maybe one can be lenient. If it's, he says over here, really, we hold Amish like Bishma Dovalach and Ikha Adim, so we have Chumra, Poskim, so the mice have got small drops, and it's, yeah, then you can be maker. But if they haven't been cooked at all beforehand, which we said yesterday, they're cold drops, I want to rinse the cup out, and they shake it out, that's a problem to go along and take water from the urn and fill it up. Because those little drops are going to be cooked up. Someone asked yesterday, there was a real question actually about the freezer. Someone says you take out the freezer, the moshel challah, take out a challah from the freezer, you want to put it on top of your urn. There's no problem with chazorah there, but let's say you want to put it on top of your urn. So the chori is right actually. If it's got bits of ice on it, the chori is a problem, because that bit of ice has never been cooked before, it's going to be put on top of the urn, it's going to get hot, so that's the word, it's going to melt it, whatever it will do, therefore it's a problem with bishul. So the chayre, there are chayres which are boilers, so what one should do is take the ice off. And that's not so simple, that could be shot a boiler, because you're taking the bad off the good. Well, in your shake off, what moves is separating, so you're taking it out of the mice, and they tan, that's called kill, it's like peeling, the same hands as peeling, you could do that. So I asked the Raw today, what about the mice also speaks about this? The mice asked Raw today about this. He said the mice, if you've got a little bit of residue of moisture there, you've still got a problem.
They only have a
kilo
that's been
covering the
full fruit.
It doesn't have to be a full fruit. Yeah, you have to know. Yeah, this is a normal thing, which is it could be on it. It's also like kilo. So the mice said, this is out from the freezer. It's very interesting point, actually. So the best thing to do is to shake it off. So I asked her, why have you still got some bit of moisture on there? So the chayre, the best thing to do is to dry it. The best thing to do is take a dry, take a towel, you dry it, and then put it on.
Wait for the frost.
What?
Wait
for the frost. Wait for the frost. Either way, you can do that. Wait for the frost. It's also good. Then the chayre, there's no problem. It's an interesting point, Taka. One has to be in my era. And the chayre, taking it out of the freezer, not as simple as all that, yeah? Could be a problem.
When you defrost it.
When you defrost it, I said, a lot of interesting things in the chasnid, but not very much a scientist, but he says to me, if the challah is in the freezer bag, so you put a challah, you bake the challah, you wait till it cool down, and you put it into a bag, and then you put the towel in the freezer, and the challah is frosty, that is not a problem, because that frost is from the challah itself. I don't know how that works.
It's moisture
from the challah, so that's what it's been cooked once before. So that, the challah, is not a problem. If the challah is loose, then it's got a moisture from the freezer itself, then that's much more of a problem. That's more of a problem, exactly. That's an interesting point. So all these things, I'm going to take fish balls out of the freezer, anything that is, it's got ice on it. So the chayre, same sub-boiler, to shake it off is the chayre mutter. Yeah, so you shake off the ice, or you dab it, you dry it, or you wait till the frost, and then wait till the moisture goes off, and then you put it back on. That's okay to do. Yeah, that's the chayre.
A kegel in a kegel dish.
Okay.
A kegel in a glass dish, or in a fridge, take it out. The fish has got a lid on it. There's condensation, which somehow, like, that's really cooked.
It's really cooked, much better. Yeah. That's really cooked, much better.
Yeah, but there's water.
Yeah, it's been cooked. That water which has been cooked is really much better. The small drops of water is really much better. If you want tomato, you can dry it out. The tomato is really much better in that case.
But it's still water. Where
is it from? No, once it's been cooked before, it's the only bishl ha-bishl. Really, the ikar din on liquids we got in bishl ha-bishl. It's a homeless of very little droplets that's awkward one can be making in that case. That's what we came out with. Okay, let's move on.
Hot water bottle.
Hot water bottle, yeah, could be the same size. That's very hard to, but that's going to be hot water. It's already been, that's a practical example.
Yeah, but it's not easy to get a drop, is it?
You can't, it's quite impossible.
Yeah.
You won't get a drop, that's your right. That might be a good example, so you have to shake it.
Yes,
if you're machme, you want to be very machme, you put it via K-shaving, you won't be very hot water bottle anymore. It's when you cool down in K-shaving, so it's still hot.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you're right. If you want to be machme on this, you put it via K-shaving. K-shaving doesn't cook water, that would be a mind. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Very interesting, actually, now. The next thing is, we spoke so far about any bishl achabishl with Dobby Yodish. If a food item has been cooked, so to re-cook it on Shabbos, certainly Minat Torah is no issue. Sometimes you've got problems with Chazoris, right? Minat Torah, someone's cooked the potato before Shabbos, he takes the potato out of the fridge on Shabbos, he drops it into his boiling hot pot of soup, which is not on the fire anymore, make it simple. Keli Rishni Shlomo Eish, 100%. The same thing applies to something that was baked. An item that was baked, lamashal kegel, let's say. I explained to you what kids in cooking and baking is, but lamashal, let's say kegel, it's been baked in the oven. So it's been baked. Lamashal, someone had some on Friday afternoon, and he's got some shirayim, so he puts it in the fridge. He leaves it in the fridge. On Friday night, he takes out his other kegel, which is on a hot plate, boiling hot, takes it off the hot plate, puts it on the table, and he wants to mix now the fridge kegel with this kegel. So the fridge kegel is cold, this one is hot, he puts it together and they warm it up and heat it up. Here, it's the same idea, it's ein hafia hachafia. Once a food item has been baked, it's called baking is anything which does not use water to heat it. That means it's been baked without the use of water. Anything which has been used of water to heat, or liquid, that's what we call water, any liquid which heats something up is called bishl. What you fry chips in a frying, in a chip fryer, that is called bishl. If you do chips in an oven, and you do it on an oven tray, you do it on a rack or whatever, just a tray with any oil, where you put a very minimal amount of oil that doesn't ruin the, doesn't stick to the pan, that is called afia. See, I feel it's still the same thing. Anything which is not the moment of heating is with fire, not with a liquid. Yeah, that is called afia. If it's done with a liquid, that is called bishl. So a baked potato, for example, is baked. You can't put a baked... Oh, sorry, that's a baked potato. I'm just trying to think of other examples. A kegel pasta is baked. I wrote the definition over here. How do you define what's called cooked and what's called baked? Cooked is, as I said, anything which is used with some liquid. Some liquid has helped. It could even be a small amount of liquids. The mushroom you do in the oven, let's say you've got what's called roast chicken. Very often you get a layer of juice at the bottom and a chicken cooks in that juice. That is called cooking.
Juice
from the chicken. Juice from the chicken. Even if
there's no juice. Add any water.
Sorry?
You didn't add any water.
Yeah, that's like even if there's no juice, all right. As long as it cooks in juice, that's not really add water. Anything which cooks in juice is called cooking. Even though it's not completely submerged, that is called cooking. Anything which is cooked, in inverted commas, without juice is called baked. Yeah?
Makes sense. Because you put plenty of oil in kegels sometimes.
You dry that, yeah? But what's in the food is not, it has to be surrounded with food. That's also something we're not talking about. Why most foods have got liquid inside it? It's going to be dry. So what's inside the food is not called cooking. Yeah, that's part of the ingredients. We're talking about, does the food get cooked in something, in liquid? If the woman puts a lot of oil in and it's submerged in oil tank, you've got other problems besides the washouts, you know, but that could be other problematic cases, yeah? But nicer, normally a keel is big, you look at a keel big, you can have, so 1 minute, so if you have a case of Bishra and Afia, we hold, Mahava clusters actually, that we are Mahmeh and we hold Yesh Bishra Ach Afia and Yesh Afia Ach Bishra. What does that mean? That means, for example, let's say you've got a piece of keel that was baked before Shabbos. Baked. So someone baked, it was baked, 100% baked. On Shabbos, the person wants to heat up his keel. So he wants to take the keel and drop it into his hot soup, into his keli rishon soup, which is not on fire anymore. What's he doing now? He's now cooking this keel. This keel was previously baked. Now he wants to cook it. That's not allowed to be done. That cannot be done in a keli rishon. Not in a Kedish Shemi, only in a Kedish Shlishi, Mahal says. You can put a baked item to cook it in a Kedish Shlishi, but anything less than that you can't do. So that means, for example, I want to drop some bread into my boiling hot pot of soup. Bread is baked. Matzahs are baked. These things are baked. To drop my bread or my matzah into a Kedish Shlishi, which is not a fine one, it's not very common in this case, we'll see where it does apply, that is not often done. If I take my soup pot and I pour it directly into a soup plate, my soup goes kirishay. I can't put masa and I can't put bread into that soup plate itself. Tidbits, or these whatever the croutons, so you have to know most of them are actually deep fried. So deep fried by cooking. So that's not a problem. Masa, I'm not very well versed in chickpeas. What would they do with chickpeas? They're probably cooking. I'm sure it's cooked. It's not baked. It's probably cooked. It's cooked. And the stomach's cooked. So cooked, there's no problem. You can put chickpeas. It's already been fully cooked or whatever. The stomach's fully cooked. Yeah, so if you do that, there's no problem. Masa, put that into your boiling hot pot soup. There's no problem. But to Marshall, take a baked potato, was baked, and to drop it into a hot pot of soup, that you can't do. Because now you're cooking your baked potato. Yeah? So you can't do that in a Kedi Rishon or a Kedi Sheni. I say it works both ways. Let's try and find an example the other way around. Talking with Hockey, let's agree. Baked potato can't put in Kedi Rishon, that's breaking. I'm trying to work the other way around. What I'm talking. Oh, I'll tell you what example could be practical. That's not very common, but let's say someone has a piece of chicken in their soup, in their pot of soup. They keep their chicken, they won't keep it all warm, they're in a hot place, they keep their chicken in a pot of boiling hot soup. Comes to Friday night, what they do is they take the pot off the cooker, they hold it, they've got no problem with chazora, and they give out all the soup. And then they want to return the pan back onto the hot plate. Now in that case then you've got a problem. Because up to now, that chicken has been cooked, it's been submerged in liquid, it's been cooking. Now, when you finish serving out your soup to everyone, and you've got an empty pot, now it's being baked. Baking and cooking is nothing to do with the oven, not the oven. That's not the criteria. Baked means there's not a liquid surrounding it, and cooked means there is a liquid surrounding it. You can have cooked in an oven. You can have chocolate cooking in an oven. That could be cooked, because it's got liquid surrounding it. It's cooked in liquid. The liquid surrounding that's full cooked. You could have a scrambled egg, which you put a very small amount of oil in the frying pan, and you fry it on top, that's called baked. It's got a very small amount of juice where it's being cooked in. So that is baked. So baked and cooked is not toiler on whether it's in the oven or whether it's on top of the oven. Baked means it's cooked without the mode of a liquid. Yeah? And baked means cooked means it's cooked, it's got a liquid which helps cook it. And baked means it's cooked without the mode of liquid. So in that case of a chicken, you could have a problem. To return that chicken back to a hot plate on Shabbos could be problematic.
It has to be completely covered. The chicken in the woods would be no Shabbos?
No. Even if there's a bit of juice, there's quite a substantial amount of juice in it, and not just those very thin layers. The point actually, how much liquid do you need? The liquid is aiding the cooking. That means when you put in a frying pan and wash it, let's take for example chips. You put chips in an oven on a baking tin. So you put a small amount of oil on that the chips don't stick to the pan. You don't want to use the oil, it's not a means of cooking the chips. It's just to stop sticking. That amount of oil, it doesn't help. If the amount of liquid there is to help in the cooking, then that's called cooking process. So in the chicken, if you've got a little bit of soup at the bottom there, which is meant to give a flavour or whatever it is, then that's called cooking. If your pot is empty or very, very near the bottom, very little of liquid left at the bottom, then that's called bake. That'd be a problem. Yeah? So some of my earlier, which is a good point, and what someone's got keel, let's say for example on a Friday night, he wants to have his keel, and he's got, you can get these grain, what they're called, you can have a grain container which goes straight in the pocket. Remember what I'm talking about? You've got to bring one along. You can get sometimes the containers which contain gravy and they sit on the hot plate itself directly. Even if not, let's just talk about that case first of all. So you've got your boiling hot gravy in a ceilidh on the hot plate and you put your keel on your plate. And now you want to pour this gravy onto your keel. I ask you, can you do that? That's a problem. The keel is baked. When you pour the liquid over it, you're cooking it. So you're doing now bishul acharafiyah. That's not so good. Even if you transfer that's the liquid into another container, it's a keli sheni, that's really better. And you do ira keli sheni, that's really like keli shishi, that's really better. Yeah, but if you use the original pot itself, where the gravy is, I'm saying people have this, people use this itself, the original pot itself, the chayra, what is involved in the problem over here, or he is doing yesh bishul achrafiyah. But you don't know what's happening there.
I'm just thinking a lot of advice. The kugel is keli rishon and the grain is keli shlishi. Then it's all right, yeah?
If the liquid would be a keli shlishi, I'm not sure if it would be right because then the kugel is going to heat it up here. It's a keli rishon.
The kugel is keli rishon.
That's a big shame when a kugel is a keli rishon. You're talking about double gush. Because it stays in there. That's a big question. I don't know about that. I guess no, poor, if you have to be mapped so far, I'm not sure. It's a good point. Chayra, in my case, when you've got it straight out, you've got your key along and you're pouring your hot thing onto that, so you've got a problem. Yeah, that's called yesh bishlach via, and one should be careful about that. Let's just make a quick resume of what we said. We spoke about today that even though we say ein bishlach abishl, which is a solid food item, if you re-cook it, there's no problem with Shabbos. It depends what sort of cooking you're doing. Cooking is still allowed to be re-cooked. A baked item can be re-baked. That's okay. So I say a kegel, which was baked before Shabbos, and you want to mix it with other kegel on Shabbos itself so it'll get hot, that is allowed to be done. Because that's baked with baked, that's allowed. Cooked with cooked is allowed. So a canadle into hot soup is allowed. That's mutter. To combine, to make a cooked item that was cooked before Shabbos, and now you want to bake it. An example I gave you there, the one is the chicken inside your soup. And you empty out the soup and you put the pot back onto the flame, or the black one obviously, and now the chicken is going to be roasted, in inverted commas. So that is problematic. And who are then to pour hot liquid from a keli rishon onto your kegel, the chayra, that's you're doing bishul onto our field. Which is no good, that one has to be avoided.
Okay,
it depends. You go buy a label, that would be a
case. No, not label. You put it in a...
That's much better. Once
a
case
in a
serving
plate.
That's really, it's really much better. That's really much better. Okay, look,
same with challah and food.
Challah soup as well, yeah. Same thing. Challah soup, the same thing, yeah.
Challah and soup, the label.
What do you speak about label? It is a recycle. But if the cake is shishi, that's no problem. That's right. So, Max in the soup or wash will be. You pour Max in the boiling hot pot or hot pot. You put the cake is shishi, you take a pot and you pour it into the soup. The label is the question. What is the label? Got it, yeah, 50. Okay, everybody, sir.